Hi, and welcome back to Marketing Insights by Drew and Rose. And really excited today just to be covering the increase or the rise of short form video and how the platforms are adapting to that, and also what this really means for marketers. So really excited to be joined by our media specialist, Adriana.
Hello, hi everyone.
And over the next, session, we're just going to be talking about the way the platforms are changing, what it really means, and more interestingly, the incredible reaction that's happening to these changes. And discussing this point around, is it actually the change that we're getting used to? Because if we think back a couple of years ago to platforms we were using, they looked very different. So are we just adapting to change and pushing back on it? Or is this really not the right move where the platform should be going? Earlier today, Adriana and I were just having a chat about the changes on Instagram, right? Let's maybe start there.
Yeah. So a couple of weeks ago, Instagram announced that they were starting to test with different users and creators a vertical feed. Now, a vertical feed was became very popular due to TikTok and their short form videos. But the one that Instagram is testing is between images, your carousels, every single aspect of Instagram, but being in a vertical, on a vertical feed, like a 916 feed, like stories. Now, recently, there's been a lot of videos, actually on TikTok, which is kind of ironic, where people are complaining about this feed. They don't like how it feels. They feel like they're just copying TikTok, and it doesn't feel natural for the users who have used Instagram before. So that is kind of the little... people just complaining about it.
It's interesting. There's lots to unpack there. It's like, is it the fact that there's change? Is it the fact that it's a new look and feel? So when you've seen it, does it look, it from the sound of it, it seems like the Instagram feed is going to feel messy. Like you don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it's part of that, the confusion, it not being as beautiful as people are kind of used to. But maybe that is the way things are going. Like, you know, what we were talking about is this incredible increase in short form video. We already know our attention spans are becoming even shorter than what they were. And that's saying something. It's actually quite worrying. I think we even need to do just one session just on that. But what's interesting is we've gone from long form video compared to imagery now to just short form video. It's going to be really interesting actually for brands how they actually start to use that, because you know the platforms now, the highest engagement are people first, not brand first, and short, sharp messaging.
Yeah.
It's almost like the combination of social and advertising coming together to now create a reel or even shorter, and that be like the only platform people are going to end up using.
Yeah, we also see now the Gen Z generation going through into social media and the professional corporate space. And if you see how they use social media, well, the grand majority of them, if we put them in a bucket, it's instead of that highly curated, branded, or highly filtered photo, they're posting photo dumps, what they call them, where it's just little snaps of their whole month of May, and they call like, this week's photo dump. And you see that is completely different on how people were using Instagram or Facebook a few years back. And it's translating into LinkedIn, where people are just posting 10 photos of themselves with their events and talking about their company. And you see branded images just not getting any engagement as they did before.
I mean, I'm a bit of a fan of the photo dump, to be honest. When we live such busy lives, I live and do things to experience it, not to post it. And I like that. Okay, I've got a minute. I'm sitting or I'm on a train. I've got some time. I'm just going to share what I've been up to. Someone's asking me, like, share what I've been up to, and then it's done. Like, I love that mentality. And I think it's a really interesting development in how we're starting to behave. There was this rise of the influencer where it's like everything had to be curated perfectly and beautifully. And it was out, you know, it had to be done in real time. Then it came from the pictures into the stories, and then stories become real time. And now it's become reels, which is really more fashionable at the moment.
Yeah, it's just people are now just grabbing their phone, even if they're in their pajamas, and just showing themselves. Like, you see the rise of celebrities having one-on-one conversations with their followers on mm-hmm. TikTok or on Instagram when they're launching skincare. Before, people were doing like these amazing billboards mm-hmm. and campaigns. Now they're just grabbing the celebrity, and the celebrity goes, oh, well, this is my daily routine.
Yeah.
Check it
no
out.
No makeup, no lighting.
No makeup, no lighting. She actually shows her pimples, and people respond to that better now than before when L'Oreal was doing their brand, like their,
yeah.
Or other skincares had their billboards out in like,
yeah, I mean, I'm personally so pleased that social is going that way. It needed to happen. It needed to happen a bit faster, to be honest. This, you know, the Instagram versus reality trend that happened, I'm really glad, because now it's just real. And it's nice that you've got key people of influence actually leading by example on that.
Mm.
And then going back to the kind of topic that we were talking about around short form video, what else have you seen recently that beyond the kind of Instagram vertical feed, which is going to be watch this space, right, with a vertical feed?
Yes.
Let's see if they do it. Because often I find with the platforms, and they are, that's why they're the top platforms. They are always ahead of the game. I think, you know, their changes basically influence our behavior. They're so powerful. But it is an interesting, where are they going to take that? What is that going to mean for our behavior?
Well, I feel like with short form video right now, it's just people want very, like, their information. They just want it quick, very easy to find, and scrollable with people talking to you face to face. It feels face to face. It's just somebody extending their hand with the phone there, and you feel like it's a POV, which is quite a big trend.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen in short form video, like, the Natural History Museum, or what is that called? The weather forecast here in the UK. I think it's called the Met.
Oh, yeah.
The Met. What they do is they just have their presenter talking, giving the news on these short form TikTok videos. Well, before they would do these big newscasts,
mm-hmm.
they would post it. They still do that for the older generation, but they're finding ways on how to have these one-to-one conversations with people.
Mm.
And we did see a huge rise of searches on TikTok, where at some point, searches that people would normally do on Google, they first go on to view it in a short-form video. And we see YouTube trying to do the same, but not reaching that much. But although they're not reaching as much, their ad spend on Reels and getting creators to use these short-form videos is they're putting a lot of their budget into that.
Mm.
And they expect that from other brands too.
Yeah, it's really interesting actually. I think the Met Office and how they've done that, their strategy to how do I connect with people in different age groups. There's a lot of Gen, I don't even know the letters anymore. I just don't even bother keeping up with it. But it's, you know, actually building marketing strategies and content strategies around audience age by channel. It's really, really interesting that you know, to get a younger audience, you need to do a short form video on either one of the two main platforms. And then when you're going to like baby boomers, you also need to then be going right up into back into traditional media, which is super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It what's interesting is that actually now to connect with your younger generations, it's cheaper.
It is.
And to do traditional, it will be really interesting to see over the next 5 to 10 years of how that actually starts to blend through, where brands will say, well, why am I spending all this stuff on TV advertising to get to this age group? I'll just go here. But then there's this massive opportunity for brands to be connecting with baby boomers, because they're almost being a bit left behind. There is such an obsession with the gens, I'll call them, that there's, for brands, there's a huge opportunity within baby boomers.
We actually see quite a bit of a hurdle that brands do short form video with big budgets, so high quality videos, and then they perform poorly. Then somebody, their social media manager, does it on their iPhone, a bit of a shaky camera, and then that's the one that gets the millions of views.
Mm.
So we've also seen that, for example, I think it's the UEFA, the football organization,
mm-hmm.
they did this amazing VR vertical concert recently, and it didn't get as much engagement or views as the short videos that they were just being done handheld, the artist just talking or the footballer just talking in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing, is like where, like, we see comments from this brand is doing it too much. Mm-hmm. They're putting too much effort into this, and that's something that resonates quite a lot with the younger generation, the effortlessness of social media.
Yeah, I think it just feels more honest.
And
it's, you know, we've been talking about authentic content for years, but now the data and the evidence is really proving behind it. What I think is interesting is how brands now need to think beyond influencers and thinking about who their key person of influence is.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have them within brands, you can have your customer, you can have your people within your marketing teams. But it's just understanding that who's confident and comfortable to be in front of the camera, just doing it, just piece to camera, getting it out there. And I think that movement in brand is going to be something that's really, really interesting to watch. It doesn't have to be the CEO. It doesn't have to be the founder. I think what's really nice about it is when, especially from a B2B environment, where lots of people are getting involved in it, because you then get to understand, especially from a service-based business, mm-hmm. you're understanding who you're going to be working with.
Yeah.
And having multiple people behind a product-based business is great, because you're getting multiple personalities and perspective of it.
Mm-hmm.
And where possible, you know, customer generated, where customers are involved that become advocates, different to influencers. I think that there's become a peak of the influencer, and I think they're really kind of moving out from a trusted environment because it's paid. Whereas when you bring in an advocate that is a customer, it's like, no, I just really love this brand, I really want to help support, I'll help share my experience of using the service or the product, is a more authentic and trustworthy short form video.
I think another thing, more than the influencer, how we've seen it now it's, for example, a lady who works at Sephora, and then she does her tutorial on TikTok, it goes viral, the brand gets her and she puts her on the advertisement. Just like, I know influencers before were there day to day, but then they're actually getting people from that you would actually interact every day with, like a lady who just wants to share her collection of toys that she really likes, and it's such a niche. The brand goes, sees that person, and that's the person that they try to use for their advertising.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, the user generated content or the customer testimonials now become the adverts, not the other way around.
Yeah,
that's a huge shift in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So what else are we kind of seeing then on with the short form video that people and brands can really get behind?
More than the short form, it's also the short lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same if you think about it, but very in the moment, live video communicating. We're seeing a lot of people buy products in live videos. A lot of affiliate links, affiliate marketing through that way. And we even tried to do that, not me, but we, LinkedIn tried to do that. It didn't work that well. Their story is they had to remove it. It wasn't really for that platform. But we do see that for B2C mostly, these lives, these impromptu moments, these, I've seen brands do like impromptu talent shows on live. Let's get somebody from the audience to join in. And all of these things are what is trending right now. And they're trying to develop it more than shopping, more than gaming, just overall every experience in life of putting it online. So I feel like for brands that is just a huge opportunity. No, you can get into these niche that you could never have gotten into before without a lot of money. Now you can just find these niche within.
No, it's really interesting, and I think it's more common in a B2C. I mean, obviously, we as an agency always sort of focus on like just people, and it's not whether it's B or C, but there, you know, it still exists, and I think there is a lot more of it on B2C. But I think there is a huge opportunity for businesses to just stop thinking about this B2C, B2B. It's just about people, and people are on multiple platforms. And if people are buying based on reels or lives or short form video in general, they can do it for your business too.
Yeah.
And I think this, especially for like startups or SMEs that don't have those budgets, it's a way of using video in a really low cost way to get messages out there with the links, with the trials, with the demos, with product purchasing. Maybe even like doing it from a trial perspective, order a free sample or come in to watch this reel and you almost get to go to the event. Like there's definitely other ways of doing it from a business perspective.
Yeah. I've seen that short form video is used for recruitment. Mm. So you see companies that are legal companies and even law firms that you would never think that they are on TikTok. They get the youngest person in the firm to do some TikToks and they get applicants via that, because although people are just scrolling around, they see, oh wow, what a fun place to work, or this has amazing benefits, and then they just apply. So they're using it as marketing, recruitment, all in one, in short form videos.
It's gonna be super interesting. So in your prediction, what do you think is the Instagram vertical testing gonna come through or not? We're going to come back to it as a topic for sure.
So I think the problem with Instagram is that it's always been so curated, and even though it's shifting, it's still seeing mostly pictures from your friends and then reels. So the only way I feel like it would succeed is that they are able to make it look prettier when you are viewing photos, just because the way that they're doing with the testing right now. I don't know if anybody else has seen it right now, but it's a square photo and everything else is just a blurred color of the same color. And it just looks not easy on the eyes. Yeah. So that's why if they improve the aesthetic of it, I think it will go through completely.
Yeah. And it will be a big change in behavior, which is what they're always so well known for driving.
Yeah, very
awesome. Well, let's watch this space and see what happens. But if you're not using short form video already, get on it. And if you're a B2B platform, I think it's a missed opportunity that everyone should be really, really considering. Thank you for listening. If you found it interesting, please do follow us, the Marketing Insights podcast by Drew and Rose. And we'll always love to hear from you on social media at the Drew and Rose Agency. Until next time.